2 weeks ago, Iraq's Shiite Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari ordered an internal investigation of the detainee abuse case and promised a full report by the end of the month. Sources close to the U.S. investigation of the detainee abuse scandal tell VOA that the Iraqi government now alleges that it has not been able to complete its investigation because U.S. soldiers who discovered the detainees had failed to properly handle evidence and secure detainee files. The U.S. military has repeatedly said that it observed all rules for proper procedure when its troops intervened to rescue 169 starving and physically abused, mostly Sunni Arab detainees, in an interior ministry-run detention center in the Jadriya district of Baghdad. U.S. troops made the discovery on November 13th while visiting the facility to look for a missing Sunni Arab teenager. It is not yet clear whether the Iraqi government intends to continue with its investigation. Prime Minister Jafari has vowed to severely punish anyone found guilty of abusing prisoners. He has been under intense pressure to answer Sunni Arab charges that high-ranking members of the Iraq's Interior Ministry, which controls the police, are working with an Iranian-backed Shiite militia called the Badr Brigade to round up, detain, torture, and kill Sunni Arabs for sectarian reasons. The Badr Brigade is widely believed to be the armed wing of the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, the largest and the most powerful Shiite party in government. Iraq's Interior Minister, Bayan Jaber, who is a party member and a former Badr Brigade commander, denies that Badr fighters have been integrated into units in his ministry. He has also angrily accused Western and Iraqi media of exaggerating the alleged torture of detainees in Jadriya and other Interior Ministry-run facilities. Saad Jawad Kindil is a spokesman for the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq and a member of the Iraqi National Assembly. He suggests that the abuse scandal is being used by Sunni groups to discredit Shiite parties and to bolster their political standing among voters in Iraq's crucial national elections on December 15th.
I can identify many media centers who try to exaggerate the issue, try to misinform and disinform in explaining what has happened. All political parties have made use of it. They have played the game of distorting the facts and exaggerating the issues and trying to present the whole issue in a way to win more votes.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has praised Prime Minister Jafari's promise to investigate the scandal as proof that Iraq's Shiite-dominated government was committed to being transparent about its activities. But Sunni leaders say they do not believe the government will conduct a fair, unbiased inquiry. On Wednesday, they renewed their calls for an international investigation into the matter. Alicia Ruvioi News, Baghdad.